everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome Dr. Lisa Liao.
Well, today we're going to talk about some great things, and we're going to talk about supplements and are their ads deceptive? So stay tuned as we talk about that. Yeah.
No, can't be. Tell me it's not so. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas. You know, our goal is to give you some information to help you make informed decisions concerning your health. And I can't not believe it.
Yeah.
Tell me it's not so.
Not all those commercials. They can't be deceptive. Kind of like propaganda.
No, at least Big Pharma's not involved, but there's big,
you'd be
big advertising.
You'd be surprised because there are supplements that are in the physician's desk reference.
Really?
And you were talking about it's the non-prescription physician's desk reference that they can apply for. And I think we were just having a recent conversation about J.D. Powers and what that means.
Yeah, well, that's about the same thing. Whatever you pay for, you get.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it is.
So we're always looking for some top supplements to recommend. And, you know, on Everyday Health Hackers, we have a nutritional recommendations that are on there. We'll be adding to those as well. But there's a lot of things that we like. There's one of the newest things that came out, just got a sample of this week, and it was called Bronx Water. And it is an alkaline water. It tastes great, and the whole idea is to stay hydrated. So I'm excited about sharing that, and I'll put that on our Amazon storefront as well because we are all very pleased with it. And I believe, I don't know if you know about this, but 3P Off-Road is also going to be using it as well.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there you go.
My son's race team will use that stuff. But there are so many supplements for so many things, nail growth, hair growth, skin. Some of them are okay. Some of them are weird. I mean, there are supplements you can buy. You have to buy through a healthcare professional,
right?
You know, like I said, my daughter is a registered dietitian, so there's some things I have to get through her that are awesome. They're very well. I mean, as a matter of fact, it's just they're expensive, but they're really good. And then there's stuff you buy at Walmart
or you
buy at the Circle K.
Yes.
And okay.
And some of them, I always share with people, you know, let's take something that's really simple that everybody's taking is vitamin D. And people will say, well, you know, I go to the grocery store and I get it. And some of them truly are. They're okay. They're better than not taking it. However, some of them are not great. So if you're not seeing a response within 2 to 3 months, change your supplement.
Yeah.
You know, because some people will come in and say, you know, hey, do you know about this one? And I'll look it up just, you know, on everything. And a lot of times it'll say proprietary blend. And when it says proprietary blend, that means the doctor will never know what's actually in it.
Yeah.
And usually proprietary blends don't even have a patent on them. Because if they have a patent, we'd actually would know what was on them. That's why, you know, with medications, we actually do know. But a lot of times I'll look at the organic structure if that's in there, and that will actually help me to understand if it's going to absorb water better, if it's going to help break up the water in your system more, and how that works. But not every brand will put the organic structures on there. But that is one of the clues because, you know, as a neurochemist, biochemist, I like looking at those kinds of things. It's just fun to me. But not everybody can do that. So one of the things I always encourage is everybody make a list, take a look and see if it says pharmaceutically manufactured, because what that means is that it's in a clean room. Basically, that whole manufacturing plant is making sure that every tablet that you're taking, let's call it a vitamin D, it might say 125 milligrams or it might say 5,000 units. The key to that, if it's in the physician's desk reference for non-prescription medications, is that every one of them is 5,000. One that might be just gotten off the shelf at any store USA, then what that means is that the average in that bottle is going to be 125 milligrams or 5,000, which means one could be one and one could be 10,000. The average is 5,000, and that's still considered legal and okay to do. So I think it's very important that you know what you're taking. The ones that I recommend are all very consistent throughout, and you know, I do love vitamin D. Modere is what I use. It tastes good. It's kind of a citrus. If it's rainy out and it's been real gray like it has mm-hmm. been here in Houston, we'll actually take two of them to increase our vitamin D because we're not getting the natural vitamin D from being outdoors because mm-hmm. we do like to be outdoors. But there's so many different things that are out there. Amino acids, your protein powders, you know, how do you know which one is good? You know, I have some people that'll bring protein powders that'll say 45 grams. Your body cannot absorb 45 grams at one time. So that's just kind of a misnomer. Most people's bodies will absorb about 27 at a sitting. So that's why you have to, you break up things with your vegetables. You know, having a balanced nutritional plan is very important. And supplements are a part of that.
Well, you know, what if it says Nature's Bounty or you know, have all these cool names like, you
that,
know.
And you know, gosh, I wish I was the one that came up with
the
names.
I know, the names look so cool.
Because some of the names are...
Puritans this and...
Are the
and
selling
all
point.
The, but, you know, that's what... Because what else you can do? And then, if it's Amazon, you'll have to look at how many stars, mm-hmm. which you don't know who actually...
You don't. And that's why I always look for a history of it, you know, just looking on their Instagram or their Facebook, it's hard, but go in and look at the reviews on Google, Chrome, wherever you want, and look to see that there's a lot of them. There's also several magazines that will report on things that are truly snarky. So,
well,
you know,
yeah.
find out which ones those are if you're taking them and stop taking them and choose something else.
Yeah, then you look at some of the magazines, you find out that they're really just set up by the
A lot of
the
times it's a star is
yeah.
now, you know, they're being paid, you know,
yeah, being
a lot of dollars in order to submit for that.
And that's a shame.
I remember when there was a time in the United States that there were no commercials for Big Pharma, much less vitamins. That has changed. So we see a lot of things that are out there that can't be unseen. Let's just keep it that way.
You know, that's the sad part. You know, you go in a certain... Depends on what you're looking at, or you're looking at some of the morning shows and mm-hmm. that ladies will look at, and you see all
yes.
the ads for exactly what
yes.
they're wanting to buy and all their
yeah.
age group, and it's just... And it works.
Yes.
And that's the sad part.
And it works for some people. I mean, there are, there's a group, it's called Life Vantage, and I love their collagen. And I can truly tell a difference in just my facial features with the collagen when I'm taking it and I'm not taking it. But that's my personal story, you know, and the people that I recommend, they've also seen pretty dramatic changes.
You get choked up just thinking about it.
I do. I get choked up thinking about it. But, you know, we're all at an age group in our mid-50s, 40s, wherever you want to. You know, for those of you all who are taking
right
Botox,
here, yeah.
is that, you know, we're looking at how do we look younger, stay younger, and feel younger. And your supplement choices are a big part of that.
Yeah, it makes a difference. Especially, yes. Well, you eat really the best.
I do my best. I mean, last night we were all comparing our chia pudding recipes. So, yeah, we do like good things to eat and have good snacks.
Yeah, and the whole office here, they eat great. Everybody looks good.
Yes.
Everybody's healthy. And, you know, it's just disgusting. No,
but
it's
no,
great.
Well, we actually practice what we preach here. And if we're not the examples, then how can we be a good example and a good mentor to our patients? So that's part of whether we're doing weight loss or we're just going over supplements from an anti-aging perspective. You know, the key is that if we can keep your inflammation levels low, then that in itself is anti-aging, and it's also building your immunity at the same time.
They only bring me in because I'm the before guy and they're the after people. So that's how it works.
It's teamwork. Yeah, teamwork to make the dream
that's
work.
That's teamwork. But no, it... Some of these things, they're scary to get them because you might as well just throw them in the trash because they're just useless.
Well,
they're probably even damaged. I mean,
and some of them are not good. So I do recommend for people to look at reviews. And also, I mean, they're always welcome to go and talk to their primary care physician. You know, I've had patients that have brought me two grocery sacks of which vitamins do I take. And we'll actually have a separate appointment that we will break them all out because a lot of times they're taking three of the same thing, but they're not
right.
aware of it.
Right.
So we'll have a bag that goes home and it can go to wherever they want. And then it's a small portion of, I try to keep everything to a steady 5 or 6 supplements that they'll take daily to keep them feeling at their very best. But we've got to break it down on what that individual needs.
You don't need to take, we had some, what was it, somebody 52 supplements or something?
We've had patients that have come in and taken them. I'm like, well, what do you eat? They don't have an appetite for food, and that's not good either. Dr. Folds and I do a lot of powders. We do a lot of powders here at Meridian so that we just add it to our iced tea. So instead of having to swallow a tablet, it's mixed into our iced tea, which is, yes, we do take a little caffeine.
Well, there you go. It's good stuff. All right, folks, if you have any questions, info@everydayhealthhacker.com is the way to get hold of her, and she will look at every single one of them.
Yes.
And answer you. It's really crazy.
And our team will is there to support us in doing that. But if you have questions on what supplements are good supplements, take a look at everydayhealthhacker.com. Look at the nutritionals, and we'll have a list of a lot of nutritionals. Or you can go to the Amazon storefront, Dr. Lisa Leal, and we also have supplement recommendations as well there.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It works.
Trying
and they
to get
don't
the
make money
out.
Off of it, so there we go.
It's just making recommendations. That's what we're here for.
And you have more customers than you can really handle. So that's awesome. All right, folks, have an awesome week as usual. And subscribe, and that way you'll find out more about us.
All right. You have a blessed day. And please tell us what and comment what nutritional that you're taking and that you love. We'd love to learn about it.